Welcome to Great Stories in American History with Rebecca Price Janney. Today's story is about Patrick Henry. Virginian Patrick Henry, one of America's founding fathers, also was among its greatest orators. In the years before the Revolution, Henry farmed, practiced law, and distinguished himself as a frontier representative in the Virginia House of Burgesses. He challenged England's right to tax the colonies in his Virginia Resolves in May 1765, and helped form the committees of correspondence that organized the colonists against illegal or offensive British actions. Henry also helped create the first Continental Congress that met in 1774 in Philadelphia. While addressing the Virginia Convention in Richmond on March 23, 1775, about the possibility of independence, Henry urged his fellow Virginians to arm themselves against Britain, giving one of the most rousing and famous speeches in American history. Here is an excerpt from that speech. "It is natural for man to indulge in the illusions of hope. We are apt to shut our eyes against a painful truth and listen to the song of that siren till she transforms us into beasts. Is this the part of wise men engaged in a great and arduous struggle for liberty? Are we disposed to be the number of those who, having eyes, see not, and having ears, hear not, the things which so nearly concern their temporal salvation? For my part, whatever anguish of spirit it may cost, I am willing to know the whole truth, to know the worst, and to provide for it. There is no longer room for hope. If we wish to be free, we must fight. An appeal to arms and to the God of hosts is all that is left us. They tell me that we are weak, but shall we gather strength by irresolution? We are not weak. 3 million people, armed in the holy cause of liberty, and in such a country, are invincible by any force which our enemy can send against us. We shall not fight alone. God presides over the destinies of nations and will raise up friends for us. The battle is not to the strong alone. It is to the vigilant, the active, the brave. It is vain, sir, to extenuate the matter. The gentleman may cry, 'Peace! Peace!' But there is no peace. The war has actually begun. The next gale that sweeps from the north will bring to our ears the clash of resounding arms. Our brethren are already in the field. What stand here idle? What is it that the gentlemen wish? What would they have? Is life so dear, or peace so sweet, as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery? Forbid it, Almighty God. I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death." Thank you for joining me for Great Stories in American History. I'm Rebecca Price Janney.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.